Listeners, I'm Brian Patton. Today we welcome Omnium Gatherum frontman Jukka Pelkonen to the podcast. The new Omnium Gatherum album, May the Bridges We Burn Light the Way, is out this Friday on Century Media Records. Jukka talks about the joy of live music, what drew him to metal, joining Omnium as their vocalist, working with Bjorn Sturd on the new record, and more. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of As the Story Grows. If this is your first time checking out the podcast, welcome. You can find links in our show notes or at asthestorygrows.com for our mailing list, our Discord server, and our Patreon page. And if you aren't subscribed to the podcast yet, I would love it if you subscribed on your podcast platform of choice. Enjoy today's conversation with Jukka from Omnium Gatherum. How's your day going?
Well, pretty good.
Yeah.
Getting closer to the album release and the touring and everything, so it's peachy.
Yeah, yeah. Is it kind of, I don't know, music has changed so much, just even in just like the 2 decades that you've been in the band. Has things changed so much that like, you appreciate the prep of just like an album coming out, a touring cycle, because it's like normal? Or is it all different than it used to be?
Well, of course, things have changed a bit. Like, you know, well, everything has changed in the past like 10 years or something. But,
yeah.
But still, you know, it's always exciting in a sense. Of course, it's more familiar.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this is our job. So it is familiar. But the passion is still there. So,
yeah.
Of course. That's why I'm really excited, especially for the live shows.
Yeah,
that's what I love. That's my thing about this whole thing. I love making new music, but I love playing songs live. That's the best thing.
Yeah, yeah. Studios change, how people consume music change, but like getting on stage and like performing, that's the same, right?
Yeah, it is.
More or less.
And it's the synergy, you know.
Yeah.
Between us and the people who come to see us, that's always like, you know, it's similar, but it's always different. Like, you know, the vibe is always like a little bit different.
Yeah,
that's why it's live music.
What got you into music, and what got you into maybe like metal?
I don't know. Like almost everyone like is in some way or the other interested in like listening to music, but like yeah. Making music. I just felt like it is something that I would really like to do, and I've been listening to metal music since I was like maybe 8-9 years old. So
yeah.
So in that sense, that was kind of like the logical thing from which to choose.
Yeah.
I like the aggressive part. And I like to like it's monotonous music, but still there's layers and there's complexity. That's why it's still to this day it is intriguing style of music.
Yeah, were there like certain bands or that you first connected with, or is it just I don't know where you're from that Swedish scene kind of was more prominent for you?
Well, of course, there's always like. Certain bands, certain groups, at a certain time that really hits. But I think it was the general atmosphere, like in Scandinavia. There were really, really good metal bands from the States and from UK and even from Germany. If you think about like, for example, like heavy metal music in a scene, you have the classical, like the classics there. You got Metallica, you got Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, of course, even Scorpions, you know, they used to be quite, like maybe not like metal in a sense, but really heavy music. So I think it is the atmosphere and the combination of those bands and that time and those things that really, really... made the concoction perfect to be into this kind of thing.
Yeah. Were you always attracted to singing and vocals, or did you try your hand at an instrument and maybe did not work out?
Well, I juggle with the guitar, but I wouldn't say I'm a guitar player. I'm not a guitarist. Yeah. I like my keyboards here and there, but still, you know, the vocals are always been like, and I like writing lyrics a lot. So that's one of the reasons why I chose that. And in all honesty, like especially for metal music, I don't know if I've ever could have been such a grandiose guitarist, for example.
Yeah.
In that sense, like in maybe in other style of music, maybe, but into metal, I was like, I leave it to those who can do it better.
Yeah. Even listening, I went for a run this morning listening to the new record, and even listening to the new record, I was like, fuck, I could never play guitar like that.
Yeah, it's pretty damn amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. You joined the band in 2006. What led you to the band and their new vocalist?
Well, they asked me.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. Well, actually, it was like that. You know, for some reason or the other, they're like... relationship with the former vocalist Antti, which is, by the way, is a good guy, and we don't have any bad blood between us. For some reason, their story together was coming to an end, and actually Marcus just called me and said, like, would you be interested? We knew each other from, like, you know, with my former band Ellen, and we played some shows with OG and we knew each other from the circles, and he kind of like asked, would you be interested? Would you like to come and to our rehearsal place and play a few songs? But I was like, what the hell? Why not?
Yeah.
Nice guy. So, and that was basically it. No, nothing like grandiose in that way, or no drama. I was just like, what I did understand at that point, I would say, like, this could be a band that really, I would enjoy, like, I enjoyed my time with Elenin, but it was like, you know, we knew each other from, like, since we were like maybe 12 or 13 or something like that. So I was 26 when I joined OG. So there's a little bit difference right there in that sense. And I was more ready. I've already recorded two albums before that and all those things. But the guys were nice and are nice in OG, so I thought, like, why not?
Yeah.
And it's been good. You know, of course, we have had our ups and downs and stuff like that, like everyone in every kind of relationship has to go through, but still, I think, like, you know, we have a good chemistry going on. We are able to have a dialogue between us if there's something like troubling or something like that. If there's something to talk about, then we usually talk. Not all the time, of course, you know, because it's not the easiest thing, but still, it has to be like that. Otherwise, things would stack up and it would be harder and more difficult.
In 2018 with The Burning Cold, you guys released that on Century Media, your first with the label. How'd you get connected with Century Media, and did that feel like a step up for the band?
Well, it definitely was in a sense some kind of a step up, because Century Media had, like, media wise had more reachability compared to Lifeforce that we used to be in. That was an okay record label, but substantially smaller label than Century Media.
Yeah.
And I think they've heard our music through the years, and those people working there saw us live many times before we signed a deal with them. So maybe that was kind of like our live performance and and our busy touring schedule convinced them that this is a band worth signing.
Yeah.
For real. I think there was nothing more dramatic than that.
Yeah.
And we've been happy with Sensory Media and with the stuff that they've been doing with us. They have given us basically free hands to express ourselves musically, which is nice. I like that. There's been no pressure in that sense. So that's really, really respectable that they don't like, you know, pressure us to be something that we do not want to be musically.
Yeah. New album's called May the Bridges We Burn Light the Way. It's the opening track, which is an instrumental track, but what led to that as the title of this record?
Well, basically, one guy's t-shirt in China. Or was it a hoodie? I don't remember, but that's a true story. We were like a year ago, we were touring China, and there was this hoodie or this t-shirt that had similar kind of text, because burning bridge is the phrase that kind of like phrase. It's a classic, of course, everybody knows that. But he had something like that written on his shirt. And Marcus said that that sounds really cool. That maybe we can think that as an album title perhaps. And I was like, well, yeah, we can. I was a little bit skeptical at first, but he really like asked me, could this work, like, you know, could you fit this into the lyrical concept? We could like actually name the album this. And I was like, you know, I can try. And actually, when I start to think about it, and the loose theme that we have, like street theme, those kind of things, like clicked and connected in that sense. And I've been saying this before in other interviews, that this is a 10th OG album, and I think it was Marcus's turn to name the album. I don't think he has been doing that like ever before, and he's actually one of the founding members, so maybe the 10th album, you know, I think in that sense too, let's do it.
Yeah.
And actually, it's kind of like, it has grown on me, the title in a sense, and really, I made the connection between the lyrics and the title, so it's cool.
Let's talk about the lyrics. In this press release, there's a quote where you say, overall, these lyrics are more stripped down and direct than ever before. What led to that direction, maybe away from like a poetic or storytelling direction?
Well, it was actually like this like theme, loose theme that I said before, like this street theme. I wanted to challenge myself and my colleagues in OG also were like, can you try this kind of like a direction like this time around? And I was like, of course I can try. I cannot say that it will bear like fruition, but still, I was happy that we did it, and I was happy that I made the choice to push that kind of like extra thing out of me to go to a new direction lyrically. And it's been great, because it's also helped me to understand my writing processes and my like ideas, and where do the lyrics come from. Like it's a better understanding about me for myself as well in that sense, and now I think I'm more prepared to face those kind of like lyrical challenges and opportunities in the future too.
Yeah, you've mentioned this loose theme in this press release. It says stories from the streets. Was there a conversation as a band as to like the certain things you wanted to touch on, or was it all just directed from you?
Well, it was basically directed for me, of course. Like we thought about the whole theme of streets, and we thought about our own teenage years back in the 90s, and like as we were kids, as we are kids of the 90s, except for our drummer Atte, who's born in 1993, so he's a different story altogether. But still, those stories that are in the lyrics, they come from my perspective.
Yeah. You worked with Bjorn producing your vocals on this record. Yeah. How'd you end up working with him, and what did he bring that had not been there previously?
Well, it was Marcus suggested that this could be an opportunity opportunity to work with Bjorn. What do I think about it? And at first I was kind of like, you know, because he's such an amazing vocalist and we all know that, of course, with Soilwork and Night Flight Orchestra. And I was like, of course, excited in a sense, but also like a little bit nervous because he's Bjorn. But still, yeah. I was like, of course, we can try this and we can do this, and that led to us going to Sauna Sound Studios in Stockholm, and we had 6 days with Bjorn and with Simon, who was recording the vocals. Simon, who also plays in Soilwork, and I think we had a really, really good chemistry. Like, you know, I was like 98% ready with my arrangement and with lyrics, especially when I entered the studio. But he had some really, really good pointers here and there throughout the songs that maybe we should do this instead of like little things, little details, like here and there to get more out of me in that sense. And it really worked. Like, you know, I can really hear those subtle things and influences that he was able to implant into these songs, and I'm really glad we did it. I think he did a fucking awesome job.
How much are you involved in conversations about the musical direction of the band, or is that just something you leave to everybody else and you just get the demos and write to those?
Well, we have dialogues about this, but I usually tend to leave that to the instrument players in a sense. Of course, if they ask my opinion, I will gladly give it and also voice it from time to time in rehearsals and stuff like that. But it's also like more like maybe details here and there. You know, I don't go and say like, let's go to this direction or that direction. Like, if it's quality melodic death metal music that OJ keeps on producing, then I'm happy, because you know the whole lyrical department and the arrangements on the songs for the growls and lyrics, it's kind of like my domain. Of course, I will let people also suggest their ideas. There's I'm not the gatekeeper in that sense, and nobody can enter this place. Of course not, but usually it works that I take care of that department and they take care of that department. I kind of like that arrangement.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are going on tour in the United States end of this year. Then you have a European tour to kick off next year. Do you notice kind of a difference between fandoms in Europe and the US? In the metal scene?
There's little differences here and there. Yeah. But not so much like, you know, I think metal people in general, they are like, well, I don't have that much experience of experiencing different kinds of music styles, crowds, what they are like and stuff like that. But still, I would say like, metal people they really, really do enjoy the whole atmosphere and the music, but they also can really go wild. Maybe there's a little bit more like like mosh pit activity in North America than in Europe. But it's still getting closer, because I've noticed in recent years that it starts to grow also in Europe, and people are not so shy anymore, which is a fucking great thing. We are there to enjoy the music and fucking let go of all the problems. So if you want to headbang, if you want to go to the mosh pit, you just go.
Yeah. I wonder if YouTube and live videos on the internet has helped that, where that's like, oh, we could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there are slight differences, of course, because the cultures are similar, but there are also differences in culturalities, but not so much.